Welcome, everybody. Welcome, East Coast Audio fans and listeners and all of the like. This is Travis Bryant and Bardre Purnell, East Coast Audio, bringing you an Impact recap, Impact review. Today is, what was today, the 13th of November, 08? And what's happening, Dre?
What's up, everybody? What's up, Trav?
So, Impact tonight, not a bad outing for TNA. What did you think of the show?
Actually, I didn't like it too much.
No.
A couple things was confusing to me.
Okay.
I made my list, so I'll let you know.
All right. Well, we'll get.
I'll give my grade right now. I didn't give it no more than a C. I'll tell you that.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah. How about that, though? Yeah. No.
Some variation of a C. But I guess that's probably indicative to what's of what we're seeing on TV lately.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, so they start off with highlights. They open the show, highlights, recap package of Turning Point from Sunday. And they focus pretty much on, you know, the two or three big matches, Abyss Angle and Joe Nash. And AJ and Sting. They come in studio. They show backstage JB Jeremy Borash. He's with Jarrett and Foley, I guess, backstage in the office area. And they're talking about, you know, asking him how they felt about the Main Event Mafia going 4-0 at the pay-per-view. And, you know, Jarrett said some stuff about, you know, it's all about getting back up. It's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting back up. And, you know, they need to, it's a new day, and they basically got this new opportunities. I mean, not actual good message, and it's, you know, but it's Jared saying it, so, like, whatever.
No, he's just a good message regardless. Come on.
No, I mean, it was.
Okay, I thought you said just because Jared was saying it was not, that was a good message. I actually felt a little, I don't know why I felt refreshed by him saying that, but I did.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was appropriate for a change. It was, you know.
Well, and then later with his cross the line video, he kind of did that all in, but we'll get to that. Just need to shake things off. And then Mick said he's offering a message of hope. And he asked if Barack Obama on speed dial or something. And
JB said that.
Yeah, JB did. And Mick chuckled a bit and then got serious. Like, look, you know, it's time to get serious. Got a serious tone and words.
Yeah, but he had a point though. What he was saying though.
No, he cut off. He cut on the guns. He was like, you know, like that, and then he stormed off. Then they go to ringside with Nay and Wes. They open the show. And give a rundown a bit of some of the show of the happenings tonight. Then Foley's music comes on. He comes out. He calls out AJ and Joe and Guns and Eric Young and Petey and Consequences Creed. And he basically like scolded them. And he said he was embarrassed and humiliated, but not by the effort. Obviously, I guess by the effort. If it's not yard over there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, all right. I wasn't sure. He wasn't disappointed by their efforts, but I guess their naivete, their lack of understanding what was going to eventually happen, what they were going to do, Mafia, that is, what they were going to do.
Well, like you said, it wasn't because of the lack of effort. It wasn't. Well, he was mostly upset at Kelly and Saban just for their arrogance and, you know, being pompous, and it seems like they don't get it, you know. I know you was about to allude to it, but that's one of the things I don't like. I think, you remember when you always say, like, or maybe it's not you, but someone says TNA rushes things?
Right. Everybody, that's just what happened. That's, yeah,
this is the prime. This is the prime example for me, because it's like we just found out this week what the fucking name is, the TNA original, and now we have this
stupid.
And now we have dissension in the ranks already, and it's just like, usually that doesn't happen right away. I mean, I could be mistaken. It seems like it's like a balance of power type thing, or it just seems a little too confusing to me just from the start. You know, you have. It just shows, I guess it just shows the immaturity of the young people or of the TNA originals, you know what I'm saying? By not being
right.
able
I mean, to. I mean, they have to have, I guess, an example. It's just the way they've gotten to it and had them be how guns were have been booked the past, you know, 6 months, but more importantly, the last 2 months, 3 months.
Huh?
You know, when they know what they're, well, you hope they know, you know, what they're going to do, and, like, okay, let's start positioning this for, you know, when we get here, 3 months from now. But they don't, I don't know. I mean.
How did you feel about that? I mean,
I didn't mind it because if you kind of just forget how they got there and how they were treated. And it's a standalone thing within. It's not dissension between. Well, it ended up being dissension between the wrestlers themselves. But at this point, it was just Foley and, you know, they were just acting like, you know, they're the jerks. And, I mean, that's
not. I am getting a little too ahead of myself, but it was just like.
Right.
Oh, God, they're real. You don't see the point. You don't see the picture. Let's say if you was rooting for the guns and you was lost in the whole storyline, if you will, you'd be like, these people are a bunch of dickheads. That's all I'm saying. I don't like how it's playing out or how it just seems like it's going to end. I just don't like how it's playing out. That's all I can say.
Right.